Breakfast Show with Mark Patrick on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio.
It certainly is, and it's about 20 minutes to 8 o'clock now on Noongar Radio, Wednesday, August the 24th, 2022, and I've got Astro Dave on the line with me again this morning. Morning, Dave. Welcome back to Noongar Radio.
Yeah, good to be back with you, Mark, on a very, very cold morning.
Yeah, it's a very, very freezing cold morning. Let's see. I see that you discovered where rainbows land.
Now, I tell you what, this is a real story. Don't laugh at me when I tell you this. And no, I only had one glass of wine last night for dinner. Now, look, I've often wondered, you know, is there an end to the rainbow? We've all thought that. And I thought, this is a get-rich-quick scheme. If I can find that damn thing, I might find a pot of gold. Well, it's stupid me. I'm driving along one day. It's way back in the 70s when I was young and foolish and gullible. And we're driving along, partner and I, and I thought, gee, that's a nice rainbow out there. And I thought, gee, that seems fairly close. That's not too far away from. So I got out of the car. And I went across the road and I jumped over the fence. It was only a big paddock, a big fence there. And I tell you what, Mark, I stood there, and the thing was in front of me. I couldn't believe it. The end of the rainbow, the actual end of the rainbow itself, had petered out in the just above the ground level. And I could put my hand through it. It was just like mist, a very fine mist, but a multicolored mist. I thought, this is not happening. This can't be real. Nobody finds the end of the rainbow. It's a fairy tale, but it wasn't. It was really there.
All right, so seeing as you were there at the end of the rainbow and putting your hand through it and actually seeing all those colours, where's the pot of gold, Dave?
Nothing there, unfortunately. I did dig around there, but this story came about. I've got to tell you, I don't mind a few bucks. This story came about, Mark, because a bit over a week ago, I was talking on an Adelaide station there, and it was late at night, and somebody rang in and said, how big's a rainbow? I didn't know. And that brought to mind this story. So I thought, oh, they're going to think I'm cuckoo when I hung up and went. I got a message back about half an hour later from the station. Three or four people had called in and said, we saw the same sort of thing. Now, I went on a bit of a search, and you can do it yourself, and your listeners as well. Go to Google and put in end of rainbow. Go to Google Images, click Images at the top, and you'll find a whole bunch of photographs there, much better than what I saw. So I tell you, I'm here, I'm testimony to tell you there is an end of the rainbow.
Amazing. Amazing stuff. All right, something else amazing is actually going on as far as space exploration is concerned. And astronaut Nicole Anapu Man will make history as the first Native American woman to fly into space. So, what do you know about all this?
Now, this is about time. Too long the space program has been not only gender biased to blokes, but also to women in general. It hasn't been all that many years ago that women were actually in command of the space shuttle. And one of those Eileen Collins flew there. She did that. Groundbreaking stuff. The idea behind this is simply that there are other cultures out there that are equally part of our society. And one of those cultures lives in the Northern California region. It's a group, an Indian tribe there, and Nicole Nyapu Man will be making history, Mark, as the first native woman to fly in space, courtesy of Elon Musk. This is going to happen up to the space station, mind you, around September 29, but she's not only going to fly, she's going to be the mission commander. This is groundbreaking stuff for a native American woman, to actually be in command of the mission. There are three other astronauts on board, and they're up there for about 6 months. And listen to this. The reason they're up there is that they're going to do a lot of work, science work on board. And one of the things that Nicole is going to do, and she's got a master's degree, by the way, in engineering from Stanford University, one of the things she's doing is working with 3D printing of human cells. Mark, we're talking about printing parts for the human body.
Amazing stuff.
Hearts, livers, and things like that. This is groundbreaking technology.
Pretty amazing.
This lady has got, she's a naval pilot. She's a test pilot, this woman. And she's got over 2,500 hours in 25 different aircraft. Now, it shows you how things have changed. Only in the last few decades have women been able to do this. I think it's great that she's going to fly. And let's just wait to see how it all comes out.
Yeah,
good as the Elon Musk.
Yeah, I think it's fabulous. Okay, there's something else major going on up in the sky, and I had a little conversation with you about this just before we went on to the air. I said I'd been observing the shoulder of Orion, Betelgeuse. It's actually one of the brightest stars, and it's dimming before our eyes. What's going on there, Dave? They tell me it might actually finally explode, seeing as we've been waiting for it to do it for 200 years or so.
Yeah, this is an interesting story. When you go out anywhere in Australia, no matter where you are, go out and have a look at the sky at night and have a look overhead, and you'll see the familiar shape of Orion. Now, we know it more as a saucepan in Australia because it looks like a saucepan. And if you envisage that saucepan in the sky there, the handle's up to the right. Now, look at the base of it, the three stars that make up the bottom part. Now, go below that, and you'll see a red-orange-coloured star. Definitely that colour. With a pair of binoculars, it comes up really nice. This star is called Betelgeuse. A lot of people call it Betelgeuse because of the movie. But this star is 600 times bigger than our sun. It's a massive star. And, Mark, it's in the process of dying. Now, when stars die, they just don't croak and fall over and that's it. They blow themselves apart. Massive stars like this are going to explode into a supernova, and we think this can happen at any time. It could happen tonight. It may be 10 years or 1,000 years from now. We don't know. But one thing I will tell you, and this is interesting, and it shows you how far away things are, this star is 600 light years away. In other words, the light that we look at takes over 600 years to get here. Now, if that star exploded 300 years ago, we won't know about it for another 300 years. And if it does explode in our lifetime, you'll be out there under the stars in your beautiful part of the country one night, and all of a sudden, night will turn to daytime. This thing will be so bright when it blows up, it'll turn night into early morning light for probably two or three nights in a row. So we will see that, and it'll be a big flash of light in the sky. The only thing astronomers are concerned about, we're not quite sure whether it's going to happen or not. It probably won't. But the radiation from that, that star being relatively so close, the radiation from that could be a problem. We don't know. It depends on the ferocity and the strength of that explosion. But one good thing about that story, so you don't have to panic so much, is that we've got a beautiful ozone layer and a magnetic field and an atmosphere, you know, that can protect us from most of the cases like that. But when you look at that star, just keep in mind that this is a massive star and it could blow up at any time, become what's called a supernova.
It's kind of scary when you actually realise how big this star is. 600 times bigger than our sun would put this thing somewhere around the size of, maybe if we put it where our sun was, it'd go out to maybe Jupiter?
Well, it would. You're pretty well on the money there. It would touch the orbit of Jupiter if you bought that star here and put it where our sun was. But that's only a small star compared to some that are out there.
Oh, yeah.
This star, if you compare our sun to Betelgeuse, what we're talking about, it's like putting a pea on your dinner table. A pea falls off your dinner table, and you put an orange next to it. That's the comparative size we've got.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Gee, Dave, I don't know. We could talk about this for hours and hours, but I've got to let you go. I hope you have a great day, and we'll catch you again next week. Thanks for being on Noongar Radio.
Good on you, Mark. Talk to you then, mate. Bye-bye.
Okay, mate. Bye.